for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Sunday afternoon service of July the 3rd, 1988, tape number 3. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The speaker for this afternoon is Blanche Reynolds.
This afternoon, Blanche is going to come and teach, and then Brother Gene Moody will help her in the deliverance part when she gets finished, wherever she feels that she wants to turn it over to him, while she'll do so, and we'll carry on, and we believe that the Lord will bless and deliver and set free many this afternoon that in various areas of their life. Amen. Blanche, come and teach us what the Lord's got for us today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, Father. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we honor and worship and praise. We call every thought into captivity. We bind every spirit that would come against us. We command in the name of Jesus everything that sets itself up against truth to be removed in Jesus' name. We ask you, O Lord God, to write your word indelibly upon our heart. We ask you to teach us what we need to know in this final hour, Lord. We make ourselves available to you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, come. Come, Lord Jesus, and fill your church. Show us, oh, Lord, the things of this age as it closes. We make ourselves available. And now, Father, we bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and we command everything that has been set to destroy and to bring sickness into this camp, we command it to be removed in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose us right now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the enemy would like nothing better than to distress us to the point that we cannot be powerful or real because we have problems in our body. I have been dealing with my a bit of stomach problem all day, and I understand Erlene had some yesterday, and there have been several people who have not felt just exactly top-notch. And I just went to myself this afternoon and got alone with the Lord. And I just asked the Lord to show me what the enemy's trying to do. You know, I said last night that we need to be what we say we are. You know, there's coming a time, and probably is now here, when you cannot allow your flesh to dictate to your being to the point that you are sick and weak and falling into the sleep of death. We've been called to eat the Word. We've been called to break the bread. The bread is broken. He is feeding us the hidden manna. There is a revealing going forth. And all of us are making the progress at different levels of understanding. Each of us uniquely called by the Lord are progressing in the areas of truth and revelation. And as the Lord shows us to us, we command our being to His attention, and we pull down the strongholds of the bloodline bondages of sickness and disease that have visited us in our generation, man. Yes. It's time that the body of Christ walk in the whole counsel of God and not lay our life down before the doctors and the hospitals of this land. Beloved, there are things going on. Thank you. things going on of negligence and carelessness in hospitals across the nation. People are being operated on when they don't need operations because the doctors have found out there's so many organs you can do without, and it's very ludicrous to them to be able to take advantage of you because they know that you don't know. You see, like, God's Word is your protection. When He said, by His stripes you are healed, He wasn't playing a game or telling you something that would tickle your ears. He was telling you a truth that would go with you in the ages. And it's time that the body of Christ stood up in wellness and command their being to the Lord God Almighty and His healing virtue to flow through our lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Turn with me this afternoon, please, to Isaiah, the second chapter, and then Ezekiel 13. Luke 24 says that Jesus said, why look for the living among the dead? Beloved, there's a life flow going forth in this hour in you and I where there is nothing in death that has a hold. The Word says in 1 Corinthians 15 that death is the last enemy to go. All the demonic powers that are loose in this hour across the land have their origin in the death realm. Their father is the devil, and he is seeking to set his kingdom in this earth. You and I are earth. We are the handiwork of God's creation man. We are here because our Father planned and provided and made ready a people who would be His own.
Yes.
See, you're not your own. You're bought with the price of the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is time that we allow the blood covenant, the everlasting covenant, ratified, understood, revealed to its full extent in the midst of us. Stop letting the enemy whip us around because we are ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus. See, it's time to let the Lord your God fulfill in His body His complete perfection now. What's all this going to do for you? You'll stop being limited in the anointing. Listen to this. You'll stop being weak in discernment because there's no mixture when you have dealt with yourself and cast out the enemy. You will look with the eyes of your Father at the need of your brothers and sisters in Christ, and the glory of God will fill this earth.
Yes.
The anointing of the Lord your God is in the midst of us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The only person you can change is you. I say that every time I think I preach. It's time that we look inwardly and see what we're walking in, what we're giving our mind to, and what we're allowing by subconsciously just floating in a passiveness in our everyday lives. God means for us to understand the beauty of His creation man and the full equipment that He has given to each of us to overcome this death realm. We have been born anew, and that's just exactly what He means. We have been born anew.
Yes.
Into a life that is beyond the reach of change and decay and corruption, like 1 Peter says. We are a creation son. At the beginning of our understanding, the Lord is showing us. The Word says, out of the womb of the morning, beginning is conception. Morning is light. At the beginning where you can begin to see, where you can begin to know and understand, the Lord is showing us truth. See, we are all here this week to deal with ourselves. We are all here to mortify the flesh and stop letting the flesh dictate to our situations in life. Now, I'm teaching from the Amplified Bible. The word which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw revealed concerning Judah, which is praise, and Jerusalem. When God gives you a revelation, He means means for you to understand every facet of the truth that he has revealed to you. Righteousness is your protection, like Linda spoke this morning. The laws of God are to do you good. They are not bondage makers. They are protection, deliverance, God's love flowing toward you and through you to let your life in his kingdom be ordered according to his divine purpose. Revealed. Revelation. Knowledge is flowing to the body in this hour. The word is being expanded in each of us. We know things now that no other generation had an understanding of. God is revealing truth concerning his praise and his threshing floor of peace. That's what Jeru means, threshing floor, and Salem means peace, and Judah means praise. We are the threshing floor, the praise of the threshing floor of peace. See? Now, and he says, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be firmly established as the highest of the mountains. See? Now, what's happening to us? When we command our being to line up with the Word, and we are in honesty looking at the things that have bound us in death and commanding them to loose us, we are like that mountain of God, the threshing floor of peace. And Jesus is the king of the mountain, and the winnowing fan is in his hand, and he's thoroughly purging his threshing floor. And you and I are being purged and winnowed for this end time protection, that as he sums up his day and he closes his grace age, you and I, the priests of the kingdom, will usher in his millennial purpose as a many-membered body, corporate in stature, fit together, because there is no retardation or corruption to separate the body of Christ. And the head will sit down upon the body. We will put on the mind of Christ. And Jesus Christ has come, and he will come, and we will rule and reign with him. Hallelujah. Now, so in the latter days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. See, every time you take authority over Satan, you are being established in truth. The anointing breaks the yoke. See, as you allow the Holy Ghost to show you to you, he is the Spirit of the truth. He is the anointing of God. As we are his handiwork, he is showing us what we are established in. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, that you have given us time to look at the bands of our flesh and the yoke of death that has shrouded us in times past. Thank you, Lord, that your mercy is revealing unto us the establishment of the highest of the mountains, a people who won't waver, who won't be moved every time the wind blows, see, and shall be exalted among the hills. See, God's calling out a peculiar people. We look odd to the world. In fact, they can't even understand the language of the kingdom that God is revealing in the message of deliverance. They think that Christians can't have demons, and they think, I really don't know what they think about the enemy. They haven't looked at him. They don't even know the full prospect of the content of God's Word in their life. They've set up themselves to fail because their fathers failed and their fathers before them failed. And the enemy has come in like a flood, and he has bound the mind of man until we begin to see what we are established in. See, look at all the churches you ride by. Got the graveyard right next to their front door. That's right. Expecting death. Look at all the folks that are so worried about their insurance premiums being paid up. They can't believe God for wellness. Oh, I'm touching things that are going to have to be touched. Beloved, you're not going to owe your allegiance to anything that your hand or your being has equipped you to protect you with. We're going to throw ourselves on the power of the Word of the living God and expect Him to heal and exalt and protect and keep us in this age. Hallelujah. And we're not going to have dependence on anything in this natural realm, because this natural realm is set up to pass away. And beloved, let there be nothing of us taken with it. Boy, search your heart and see now. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Recognizing Jacob, the man's name, his character, the trickster, the schemer, working out his own way until he is benefited by the work of his hands. See? Beloved, there's a people, a church people, who are calling themselves the house of the Lord, that have a Jacob nature, that have provided for themselves, written their doctrines, made all of their creeds, and they are established in the character and the nature of the schemes and the plans of a natural mind. Beloved, it's time that the body of Christ begin to allow the mind of Jesus, see, the mind of Christ, be revealed in everything that we say and do. And you begin where you are. You begin where the problem is in you. We see many things in other people. And sometimes we think that the same thing is wrong with everybody. But beloved, the individuality of God's Word to the individual creation man delivers you to be God's intention, His plan, His peace established in this earth. So when the army is called to war, we're not weakened, we're not bound, and we're not slaves to death. But we are standing established like the mountain of God in the firmness of truth, and we'll never waver, because at last we know the Word, and the Word is working mightily within us. Nothing to dilute its understanding, because this old man of death has been put under our feet, and no longer is he allowed to condemn and frustrate and blind the mind and cause us to malfunction in truth when God has said, beloved, it is so, praise the Lord, and we shall line up with His Word. So, and many people shall come and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, the God of Jacob, that He may teach us His ways, and that we may walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall come forth the law and instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. See, until you've had a threshing floor of peace, where to where you have seen yourself, where you have laid down before Him, see, that we might know Him. We come to Him. We seek His face. We make ourselves open before Him. Oh, Lord, be in us all that You want to be. And when He begins to show us the threshing floor, the revealed Word requires a change. See, you can't know the things of God, the Word of God, and not be changed by it. You see, when the mind is absorbed with the dominions of death, when the mind is controlled in the weaknesses of bloodline bondages, we cannot receive the law of instruction in liberty, nor the word of the Lord. See, out of Jerusalem, the threshing floor of peace, God is calling for the kingdom of priests. How many times have we have spoken it? But you see, because we've rejected knowledge, and this is what it's all about. You can't live in someone else's interpretation of truth. Your mind must be made so keenly aware of the Word of God and its content, and you must be in such a place of communion and fellowship and consecration before Him that as your Father speaks, your mind receives. And there's nothing to throw a block, no strategy of the enemy to make you feel in the areas of self-pity or weakness or sickness or death. God is exposing the life factors to him who would walk according to the facts of life. See, we're not looking for the living among the dead. Glory to God, there's a living Word in a living people that'll stand forever now. And he shall judge between the nations. And he shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares. And I'm seeing a people, and I know there have been many interpretations of this scripture, but I want to share with you what the Lord has said to me. We have taken the sword of the Word, and the sword of the Word has been commanded unto us. And we see that sword is a separating, it is a dividing instrument, it is an exposing instrument, and God is showing us to us in everything that concerns us. And as we understand and know, the sword is made into a plowshare. We're digging up the death realm. We're turning the soil over, hallelujah. We're plowing the new ground, glory to God, because we've removed the debris and everything that's beneath all the roots, everything that's rooted in death, beloved. This enemy of death is exposed, and there'll be no little roots left there to spring up branches in time to come to deceive and bind you in the death realm. Now, I'm seeing a body beat the sword into a plowshare and be willing to let the Lord plow up this fallow ground. Let the Word expose each of us. He said, in their spears, in the pruning hooks. Father, what we're established in, let every branch, ooh, hallelujah, that's grafted into the true vine be pruned as it is necessary for the excellence of the fruit that's being revealed in this hour. You see, have you noticed that when you go into some groups now, since you have had deliverance, that you see many more demonic forces than you used to? And that you're not taking people for face value? I was in a church not long ago, and I wanted to just wash myself. When I looked at all, it was like you walk through mire. And even the pulpit was established in it. And I said, God, how are you going to do? What have you sent me for? How can I break through this mire? Their music was like rock and roll. My spirit man was grieved. And I just couldn't hardly stand it. And it was so loud, I began to travail and intercede and cry out to God. They didn't hear me. The racket was so loud. And all of a sudden, we had a breakthrough. It was like the wind of the Holy Ghost in utter silence. And I heard my mouth speaking praise and worship to God. Yes. And I began to sing in the Spirit, and they had never heard it like that before. Their worship had been worked up. And that was the way they knew how to do it. And they were amazed. People began to cry all over the congregation. And before that week was up, I walked into a clean body. Whole families came. Mothers, fathers, children, and children's children. And we went through deliverance. And they came in honesty to deal with themselves because the Word was revealed. And God had called and set a time for His body to move on in truth. And this is why you are here. It is time for you to move on in truth and to go to your respective places and deliver humanity. Creation is groaning. We shared that. Brother Jerry shared that. It's groaning. I'm seeing a sick, deceived, mind-controlled peoples who are looking and coming away empty. He said, the pruning hooks, nation shall not lift sword against nation. What have we done in the time past when God shows us the bad thing in our brothers and sisters? One night, it's been 2 or 3 years ago, probably more than that, a lady called me on the telephone. She was weeping and crying, and she said, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she said, Sister Blanche, I need help. Her words were slurred. I knew she was drinking. She said, I called the minister, and it was one of the big churches in town, and he told me to leave him alone, that he didn't pray for people that were drunk. And I said, Lord. I jumped out of bed and I went to the place. It was in one of the trailer courts, and not knowing what I would find or what was going on there, I could hear a lot of stuff in the background, but this woman was sobbing. I took her out of that trailer and I put her in my car, and I pulled up a little ways from the trailer so we'd get a head start if something went on. And I began to command that alcoholic spirit to loose her. And she prayed through.
Hallelujah.
And when we got through, you couldn't even smell the alcohol on her breath.
Hallelujah.
God did a work. And today, every time I go to that town, that lady, she works in a restaurant. She comes out of the kitchen when I stop in there. And she loves my neck and she tells me how much she appreciates the Lord in me. And I'm blessed because I was obedient. I didn't let the natural realm rule my mind. See, this is what has got to happen. The more deliverance you have, the more you stop letting the natural realm rule your mind. You stand in the authority of the Word because you know the Word is working mightily in you. You are not weakened or slack in performing it before Him, the Lord your God, because you know that every word that proceeded out of His mouth, from that vantage point of the throne of God, you are now given that position to be seated in His throne while He makes your enemies your footstool. And from there, what can that old fly fox do to you? Nothing. He said, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let the light, see, that's wisdom, knowledge, that's what's being revealed to us. Every time we pull down the stages of death from the death realm that has bound our mind and crippled us as humanity, every time we allow the light of the Word of truth, it reveals. Light always dispels darkness. In every realm, light dispels darkness. And as we allow the light of the Word to be revealed in us, we can walk in that light. Beloved, that's our protection. Deliverance makes more room in you for Jesus. That's what it's all about. And as deliverance comes, you are delivered. Hallelujah. To walk in authority and power and truth. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, surely, Lord, you have rejected and forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with the customs from the east. Huh? And with soothsayers who foretell like the Philistines. Oh, they strike hands and they make pledges and agreements with the children of aliens. You see why we cannot go according to the old order and live in the dominion of death and the customs of the religions of this age. Beloved, the psychic realm is being so ministered to in the churches of this hour. I'm not talking about Baptists and Methodists, the old line churches, but I'm talking about the Word churches. The churches that have been established through the charismatic movement. I'm talking about this hour where people are taking up the customs of Eastern religions, and they're being taught. There's a power team going forth, and they're laying preachers down on beds of nails Hinduism, Eastern religion, binding them. Because when you enter into Satan's territory, let me tell you, you owe him something, and he is going to exact from you what you owe him. And he doesn't play by any rules. So any time you lay down and you accept all of his lies and his deceptions and his deceit, see, how can this happen to the body of Christ? Because they don't know the truth. They don't know the Word. If they knew the Word, they would never allow themselves to be ravaged by Satan's forces. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge, see. The knowledge of God. See, it's time to get in the Word and let the Word be birthed within you. It's time to travail and pour over the Word and bring it forth. And it all started because people rejected and forsook the Lord. That house of Jacob, that mind of man, I can do it myself. I'll make my own. Filled with the customs from the east, with soothsayers who foretell like the Philistines. So they strike hands, they make pledges and agreements with the children of aliens. Their land also is full of silver and gold. And we're looking at a materialistic-minded people who are settling for the things of this natural realm. An identity, a mistaken identity of faith. Beloved, it's sad. It's sad. I have a precious little pastor friend that every time I get an opportunity, I talk to him about it. Because he thinks that the bigger his house and the finer his car, the more faith the pastors are going to think he has. God forbid that we could be bound and fettered so easily to the materialistic realm. How could this happen? Because we don't know the truth. Their land is full of silver and gold, and neither is there any end of their treasure. See, it's just like the home that has been so ravaged by Satan. The father image has been so corrupted and destroyed. Like Sister Linda was saying, all of the television media set out to destroy what God set up as divine order to protect the home, the mind of man, so that children who are conceived are not conceived out of lust, but they are conceived out of the love between a man and a woman who have forsaken all and come together to serve the Lord. And it is time that the Jezebelic nature and the Ahab nature that is visited in this land be looked at and dealt with and cast out in Jesus' name, so that the Father, see, it's not the wife's place to initiate the prayer time and the worship time in your home, beloved. It's not the wife's place to take the children to Sunday school and church and to see to it that the Word is taught to them. And neither it is the wife's place to condemn and rail and put down her husband because he lacks some of those qualities. I'm dealing with my own mouth now. Just because you see a weakness in someone doesn't give you the right to judge them. You've got plenty of things to judge yourself for. But I believe there's a place in prayer where the women of God will intercede and travail and cry out before God until their husbands stand in divine order. See, the divine order of the family has to be established. We can no longer break God's laws and expect His blessings to flow through us. See, when the household is ordered of the Lord, the blessings of God flow through it. You can't stop them. It'll overtake you. Hallelujah. His protection. Hallelujah. His protection. The land is full of silver and gold. And many of the churches are expressing their understanding of the blessings of silver and gold by the numbers in their body, because that makes bigger collections, they think. And they're worshiping God with their back to the altar. be expecting the body of Christ to fulfill their financial needs and not depending on the covenant that was cut through the blood of Jesus Christ, where God said that He would be responsible for us. It's time to examine truth, the knowledge of the Lord. Time to break the curse of rejection and to stop forsaking the Word. Let us come together and let us take the treasures of truth and know what God is speaking. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, what their own fingers have made. And the common man is bowed down before idols. Also the great man is brought low and humbles himself. Therefore forgive them not, O Lord. Enter into the rock and hide yourself in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the glory of His majesty. The proud looks of man shall be brought low, and the haughtiness of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For there shall be a day of the Lord. And we are established in the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord of hosts, against all that is proud and haughty, and against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. We are commanding our being to the attention of the Word. And we are asking the Lord to show us to us, so that in dealing with ourselves, divine order can begin to flow in our lives. We must not neglect so great a salvation. Hallelujah. The Word is the most precious tool. The Holy Ghost, the most precious tool. God has given us the double portion, the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, to perfect us in this final hour. People, let us no longer be destroyed because we don't know. But let us seek the Lord. Pull down that proud and haughty existence now. I want to talk to you about that proud, haughty existence. Subconsciously, because of our nature, our personality formation, we have all walked in the haughtiness of our mind. We've allowed ourselves to be programmed to that haughty, proud look. Didn't know the difference. Hardly recognized we had a subconscious mind. Olin and I have been praying about this, and I don't think he'll mind me sharing some of this. The Lord began to reveal to us the power of the subconscious mind. Like you've got a headache, and you're standing in front of a medicine cabinet with looking for something to take for your headache subconsciously before you even thought to pray and ask God to take the headache away. I've done it myself. I'm guilty. But praise the Lord, I'm learning not to lean on the measures of man, nor the puny controls. And I call them puny because they are. In light of truth in the Word of God. Once we begin to flow in God's Word and expect God. See, when we get our mind subconsciously programmed to expect to be healed. You know, I told the Lord this morning, you always heal me. He always has. I have always been healed. Every time, something's big, something's little, but He has always healed me. We must begin to prove the Word. See, let the Word be made a plowshare. Let's plow those hidden things of the subconscious. Let's deal with everything that sets itself up against truth. And let's continually command our being to the Lord our God. And let's ask Him to show us His way. That in Him we shall overcome death and everything that's controlled and comprised of it. We shall know the Word, the truth now. I want to touch on another subject. I want to talk to you about false prophets. I want to talk to you about the psychic realm that they're operating in. Like the prophets of Baal, who go forth and tell the people what they want to hear, have their places established so that the word that they speak is received into the body. Now, why would a devil do such a thing as that? Let me tell you what the Lord showed to me. If you get a word that pats your flesh, you're going to go around trying to work it out. And I see these people looking for confirmation to what the prophet told them. And what is that doing? That's taking your mind off of the word and overcoming and letting the word be written on your heart so that you can be established in truth. That's working out the psychic realm. That's not going to do anything for you but bring disaster in the day of the Lord of hosts when he closes this grace and ushers in his millennial purpose. Grace means favor. Time is an element of grace. God has given us time to overcome. And as we overcome, it doesn't matter what age we find ourselves in. We are at peace because the Word has brought forth, according to its kind, a people established in God forever and ever. We will never waver and never will we be weakened because God's Word is forever and it changes not. And you will not need that grace factor because it will have finished. And this man-child, many-membered, will come together, established in the ages, to set creation free. Let us get a glimpse at Jesus. Let us look at this many-membered body. Let us see him in each of us. And let us command our lives to him. In Ezekiel, the 13th chapter, in closing, the word of the Lord came to me and it said, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say to them that prophesy out of their own mind and heart, hear the word of the Lord. Now, there's three words in the Hebrew for the prophet. The true prophet, the true prophecy, see, is God's word speaking to you, and it always comes true. That is Nabi, Nabi. The true prophet. Now, the Hebrew for the guy that makes himself a prophet, see, the psychic realm that wants to tell you what you want to hear so that he is looked up to in your eyes, that word is Naba, Nabe. The false prophets are going forth because they don't know the word, and the enemy knows the people doesn't know the word. And they're falling into the grip of lying wonders, deceits, psychic phenomena, fortune-telling, ESP. And the church is unaware, for the most part, of what is going on. Now, there is also another type of prophet. He was the seer or the fortune-teller. And the Nabi, and this word is C-H-O-Z-E-H, Choza, the seer, the Nabi, and the Choza is going forth across the land, telling the people what the mind has been established in, the ways of the flesh, the longing of the heart for the sensory, seducing, deception realm. Thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets, who follow their own spirit and things they have not seen and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among the ruins in waste places. We're seeing the foxes spoil the vine. God's grafted you into him. And the foxes come telling you what you want to hear, sly like a fox, deceiving, looking at you with the eyes of ESP and mind control. And they've seen nothing, and they're binding you to false prophecies that build up the flesh man and keep you from going on in God. I mean, let's talk it like it is. We're here this week to take the blinders off and to deal with everything that is not of God, and to be able to recognize the difference. See, every time I've gone through deliverance, I have received more anointing. Every time the Lord speaks to me and shows me more of me, I come into a higher realm of understanding. Don't you know that old sly fox, the devil, don't want you to know that? Don't you know he wants you to be bound up in the haughtiness and the pride of your own mind and the self-exaltation of your humanness? Don't you know that he wants that old schizophrenia, leviathan spirit, that other personality, that nature that exalts itself to control you to the point that he can produce his image within you and you wouldn't even know the difference? But when the Lord begins this glorious work within us, the purpose of God is to bless you and to protect you in all your days from the evil one. Now, O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among the ruins and in the waste places. And you've not gone up into the gaps or the breaches. See, you haven't got down there where that person lives and help him over the struggle. You see things in the psychic realm, but you don't cast it out. See, we're not going to, they treat the symptom. They don't remove the cause. See, we got to stop letting the symptom be treated and let's get down to the root and remove the cause. Let's cast out the forces of hell that have bound us in death. And let's put on life. And let's begin to live. Now, you've gone. You've not gone up into the gaps and the breaches. Nor built up the wall of the house of the Lord, see. Taught the word. So that when that person is out by himself and the enemy comes like a flood, he can lean back in the word and the comfort of the Holy Ghost and never be moved by the fox that comes to spoil the vine or to widen the gap or to cause the breaches. Beloved, the enemy is set out to bring a breach in the divine order of the household. Hallelujah. Well, glory to Jesus. I got a whole lot more to say about this. And I want you just to make a little X there by that fifth verse of the 13th chapter. And we're going to come back there the next time I get to share with you. And we're going to finish it. Now, today, we're going to pray for you for deliverance. This may be the first time any of you have ever seen anything like this. Don't pay any attention to what your neighbor is doing. This is quality time between you and the Lord. Nobody is looking at what's coming out of you. They're wanting the things to come out of themselves. Hallelujah now. If you've never been in a service like this before, what you can't receive, be like Mary. Ponder it in your heart. Let the Holy Ghost show you to you so that everything that needs to be removed can be removed this week. Another thing I want to establish in your understanding is deliverance is not a one-time experience. It is an ongoing understanding of that old nature of death and being and casting it out. I see it like all of us are like layers and layers of mixture. Our personality has been shapen in rebellion. And as rebellion has grown and blossomed up, the rebellion factor visited to the third and the fourth generation, see Deuteronomy 5:9, all of us have been established in that rebellion. And we've rebelled in different areas from time to time. And our forefathers, because our ancestors, see, it is very important that we forgive our ancestors and we command every breach that was allowed in our life and every gap that was established because of their sin to be broken. It is important that we break every curse that is revealed. God's laws spoke what the curses would do to us. Deuteronomy 23 says that the curse of illegitimacy, the curse of the bastard, is separation from God for 10 generations. outcasts. Sodomy, the same thing. Moab and Ammon, they were the incest factor, the same thing. The curse of baldness is brought on by mourning. Great grief, not trusting God, not knowing that, hallelujah, death has been swallowed up in victory and that we are a living people, living forever, see. The curse of the thief and the liar, Zechariah 5, talks about they're cut off. Many things that have been transpired in our ancestry that we are trying to understand. Bound because the enemy has had a legal right. Just because we didn't know it doesn't mean he can't do it. See? And so, God is revealing unto us. And take what you can receive. You may just want to observe. This is an individual thing. And maybe a couple of days of teaching and instruction. I have learned so much from Jean and Erlene and their manual. I've passed it around. I try to leave a copy with every pastor that I go to or give him the address so that they can get that information. It has got to get out to the body. People must know and understand and stop being afraid of your authority in the name of Jesus. See, look where you're seated. Heavenly places. Deal with those enemies. Put them under your feet. Now, so let's begin. And Brother Gene is going to come with every eye closed. And now let's, where this is serious business. And I'd like to ask those that help to just be stationed. We need somebody over on this side over here. Let's see, Brother Mrs. Solomon and Brother Solomon, maybe when you see help there. I can't tell too well who all is sitting there. There are many things. The Lord showed us many things last night that needed to be. And those people that are standing there, they're there with towels for you to wipe your eyes. And if something comes up, please let it come up. Don't swallow anything back. And that mixture sometimes is a mucus. I have had my hands on people's back when it's been like a spider web. I literally felt those demonic forces pull loose and come out of the mouth. See, the fact is that we are set free. You know, whatever the manifestation needs. Now, we're not going to let the devil put on a show. We're not going to let him talk and do a lot of things like that. We're commanding him out.
Right.
Remember, he must obey you. He can't stay there when you tell him to go. When you believe what I'm saying and you command him out, see, when you believe what the Word says, you have authority in the name of Jesus, you command him out and he can't do that anymore. He has to leave. Now, he may be holding on to a mixture and we may get him out in several times because he has grown up in that mixture. And, beloved, don't let condemnation control you in this hour. We are here to do business with the Lord, to learn all that we can so that we can stop being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, praise the Lord. Will you help us over on this side, you and Carl? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Brother Gene, whatever the Lord tells you in that, and I'll be here to walk around and to help those that need it. What Brother Gene is going to do for people who have never been here before, he is going to call the spirits out of you. And when he calls in the authority of the Word in him, you will begin to expel them. It's just like taking a deep breath and expelling it. You have authority and power over the enemy. And when everything that he calls may not fit you, but as he calls them, when you hear something that you think you have, boy, get down on it. Get mad at the enemy and command him out. See, this is warfare. We are not here to pat the flesh. We're going to cast it out in the name of Jesus, all of its authority in the name of Jesus. Now, praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is this a microphone?
Oh, I'm going to give you this one, Brother Gene.
Praise God. Can you hear me back there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, when things get noisy and you can't hear me, the demons can't. So don't be concerned. Okay, it's sort of hard when we turn it up into trying to override the demons. It hurts your ears pretty badly. Now, I'm going to take you through a simple little prayer, and we'll pray all together. But like I was telling the men today, if I happen to hit your special sin, then you repent right then and there. If I call out a demon that stirs up within you and you have committed this sin, then you just go ahead and silently repent. Now, when we cast out the demons, we're expelling the breath. See, we're expelling the demons. So don't pray in tongues. Don't chant the name of Jesus. Don't pray. You're in a position of commanding these demons to leave you in the name of Jesus. So you exercise your will against them. If they won't go, you say, Spirit of so-and-so, whatever is your demon, I command you to leave me in the name of Jesus. You are all generals. The demons are privates. Now, I'm going to take you through basic deliverance, and I'm going to take you through, try to follow along with what Sister Blanche taught on. I'm going to take you through charismatic witchcraft, which has really affected a lot of full gospel Christians. And then I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to cast the demons out there in the verses that I read. So we'll see how this goes today. So why don't all of you stand up and just repeat after me, and repeat it as if you meant it. It won't do any good if you don't mean it. Okay, now there's nothing to be afraid of. We haven't lost a patient yet. So just relax and let's get rid of some demons. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has hurt me.
Who has hurt me.
Or sinned against me.
Or sinned against me.
I ask that you forgive them.
I ask that you forgive them.
And bless them.
And bless them.
With all spiritual blessings.
With all spiritual blessings.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
For my many sins.
For my many sins.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Where I have sinned against my body.
Where I have sinned against my body.
Now I break every curse.
Now I break every curse.
Every hex.
Every hex.
Every demonic tie that binds.
Every demonic tie that binds.
I break every soul tie.
I break every soul tie.
Brought about by witchcraft.
Brought about by witchcraft.
Or sexual impurity.
Or sexual impurity.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Restore my fragmented soul.
Restore my fragmented soul.
Send your angels out.
Send your angels out.
To recover anything.
To recover anything.
That Satan has stolen from me.
That Satan has stolen from me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Stir up the demons.
Stir up the demons.
Within my subconscious mind.
Within my subconscious mind.
Command them to manifest.
Command them to manifest.
Identify and reveal themselves.
Identify and reveal themselves.
As unto Jesus.
As unto Jesus.
So that they can be cast down.
So that they can be cast out.
And I ask these things.
And I ask these things.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My Lord,
my Lord,
my
Master,
and my Savior,
and my Savior,
and I take authority over Satan,
and I take authority over Satan,
according to the Holy Word of God,
according to the Holy Word of God,
the whole Word of God,
the whole Word of God.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits of rejection. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on out. All the spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother, rejection by the father, rejection by the husband, rejection by the wife, rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by the pastor. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We stir you up and drive you. Now come out. We hate your rejection. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. We remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worms shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master, Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. You'll be tormented for eternity. Now, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We exercise the whole Word of God against you. We believe the whole Word of God. We take it literally in childlike faith. Now, come out. Lord, we just ask that you would send your angels, Father. Send your angels of love, Father. Let the people know that they're loved, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your Holy Spirit minister love unto us. Now, come out. I use love as a weapon against rejection. I use love as a weapon against rejection. Now, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection, we hate you. You have tormented people. Now, come out, rejection, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I want all that rejection to go. Come out, all hurts and deep hurts. Come out, every hurt and deep hurts. Come out right now, all those hurts and deep hurts. Come out, spirits of memory recall. I call that spirits of memory recall in Jesus' name. Go. Spirits of memory recall. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All this rejection, this deep-seated rejection, come out. Rejection that came in through mental illness. I call out rejection that came in through mental illness. Come out. Come out. Rejection that comes in through mental illness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Rejection that comes in through the mental institutions. Come out right now. Come out right now. Rejection that comes in through the mental institutions. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I want that rejection that comes in through mental illness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of bitterness. I call out spirits of bitterness. Bitterness, roots of bitterness. Roots, memories, scarness, and habits. Come out, the bitter gall. The bitterness that causes cancer. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, the bitterness that causes cancer. Come out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. The Bible says, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Now, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness. Come out. We've forgiven everyone who's hurt us. Now, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I want that bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness to go in Jesus' name. Now, come out right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All those violent spirits. Come out, spirits of rage, and anger, and temper, and temper tantrums. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Now loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All these evil spirits. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Murder, suicide, death, and abortion. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Abortion, the killer spirits. Death and fear of death. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All death and fear of death. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, all the bitterness. I want the whole family of bitterness to go in the name of Jesus Christ. All works, all associated spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Bitterness comes in through mental illness. Come out. Bitterness that comes in through mental illness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Lift them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Bitterness that comes in through mental illness. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Every spirit of rebellion. Rebellion. Roots of rebellion. Root of rebellion. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Rebellion. Rebellion that comes in through mental illness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, every spirit of rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. All rebellion, self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. Selfish, self-will, self-idolatry. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All disobedience, disobedience to God, disobedience to proper authority. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Anti-submissiveness, unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband, unwillingness of the husband to submit to God. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I demand a complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance. Now come out, every spirit of rejection, bitterness, rebellion, roots, memories, scarness, and habits, root of demons and rest of demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. Come on, up and out of them in Jesus' name. You have very little time left, Satan. Your time is very short. We use the word of God against you. We torment you with the word of God. Now come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all those demons that come in through charismatic witchcraft. I call out the demons that come in through charismatic witchcraft, through charismatic witches and charismatic warlocks and preachers that practice mind control. Those demons that come in through mind control of preachers and the fivefold ministry. The demons that come in through false prophets and false teachers. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the power of the ruler demons over every family and organization. We break demonic ties, bonds, and casts. We break soul ties to pastors, religious leaders, or any Christian who has been trying to control us. We break curses placed on us by submitting our wills to others. We break curses brought about by charismatic witchcraft and control. We break the curse of Jezebel and Ahab. We renounce false gifts given by Satan. We drive out all demonic works and associated spirits of witchcraft and mind control as follows. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Rejection by Christian brothers, sisters, and pastors. Rejection of deliverance in Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. Rejection by husband, wife, mother, father, and children. Rejection between deliverance workers and pastors. Rejection in womb, ourselves, all others. Hurts and deep hurts by Christians. Touch me not. Inability to give and receive love. Conception in lust.
They can't hear you back there.
You can't turn it up there. You have to turn it up. It's in my pocket. You got to turn it up over there. To... Okay. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. We bind your power. We bind you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. All rejection, all this rejection by Christian brothers, sisters, and pastors. Rejection of deliverance in Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. Rejection by husband, wife, mother, father, and children. Rejection between deliverance workers and pastors. Rejection in the womb, of self, of others. Hurts and deep hurts by Christians. Touch me not. Inability to give and receive love. Conception and love. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. These charismatic witchcraft spirits, I command you to go. Come out. All these charismatic witches, charismatic warlocks, charismatic witchcraft spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of false doctrine, heresy. False preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, false tongues, prophecy, interpretation, demonic gifts, false religious cults, Eastern religions, false love, sweetness, sentimentality, false prosperity, love of money, think and grow rich, money by faith, false positive thinking, metaphysical faith, soulish faith, false charismatic movement, false partial gospel, false shaking, quaking, crying, putting on a show, false cooperating in discipleship. Come out, all these false gifts. Come out, I want all the false gifts. Every false gift to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of falseness and false gifts, go in Jesus' name. Come out, charismatic witchcraft, witches and warlocks, domination, control, manipulation, dictatorial, mind control, blanking, blocking, binding, confusion, witchcraft, occult, antichrist, familiar spirits, divination, Jezebel, Ahab, passivity, destruction of the family priesthood, and lukewarmness. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all these evil spirits. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of commanding angels for riches, imaging, visualization, greed, covetousness, mammon, financial poverty of workers, pastors, churches, and camps. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, a different gospel, another Jesus. Apostate religious, almost fooling the very elect. Spirit of error, spirit of the world, aborted spirit. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, ruler demons over workers, pastors, families, churches, camps. Soul ties and curses from control. We break them. We break those. We drive those out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of despondency, despair, defeat, hopelessness, morbidity, strife, contention, bickering, quarreling among the brethren, inability to work with other Christians, denominational spirit, separation, infighting, spiritual pride, ego, vanity, preeminence, haughtiness, self-idolatry, we are gods, worship of man, fear of man. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We drive those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of them. Charismatic witchcraft of all types, all works. Come out, spirits of Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnessism, bloodless religions, Catholicism, occult, masonry, religious demons, evil eye, third eye, Masonic eye, all seeing eye, go. Go, all these evil spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. All these occult spirits that I mentioned, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come ask this, a Christian fantasy, falseness, false love, play acting, theatric, affectation, pretension, hypocrisy, lying, deceit, deception, delusion, compromise. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And I command you to obey the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. I call out any unclean spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Unclean spirits, spirits of uncleanness, sexual uncleanness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now. I command you to hold your peace and come out of them in Jesus' name. Now come on out, unclean spirits, sexual uncleanness, the sexual impurity demons, come out of them in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out diseases. Come out, spirits of infirmities, weaknesses, sickness, and diseases. Go right now, spirits of diseases. Go. Loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all diseases, all infirmities in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, divers diseases. I call out the divers diseases listed in the Bible. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all demons and devils. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Now come out, any spirits of leprosy, any dormant spirits of leprosy or related diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, dormant spirits of leprosy and related diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of skin diseases, I call out spirits of skin diseases, psoriasis, eczema, skin diseases, itching. Come out, habits of scratching ourselves. Come out, spirits of itching, psoriasis, skin disease, skin inflammations. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And the unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them, they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, they might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Satan, we have the power to heal sicknesses. We have the power to cast out devils. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command these sicknesses to be healed in Jesus' name. Come out right now, spirits of unclean spirits. I call out plagues. I call out spirits of plagues and incurable diseases. Come out, spirits of plagues and incurable diseases. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Plagues and incurable diseases. I loose the power of God to heal this people in the name of Jesus Christ. The healing power of God, we loose it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of uncleanliness. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind a strong man, and he will spoil his house. We have bound you, Satan. We bind the strong man, Satan, over this people, over this camp. You are bound, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the ruler demons. We bind the ruler demons over each and every person here, over each and every family here. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from you. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All devils and demons, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I call out any spirit of Satan, any spirit of Satan that comes in through Satan worship. Come out, Rhonda, any spirit of Satan worship. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of Satan worship. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Every demon that comes in through Satan worship, come out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Satan worship. I call you out in Jesus' name. Come out. I call those occult spirits. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I call that spirit out of another Jesus. Come out, the false Jesus spirit, another Jesus spirit. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, the false Jesus spirit and the other Jesus spirit. That's right, the imitation Jesus. I call you out in the name of... Come out, imitation Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now go right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will go. You must obey us. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We exercise that power to set our spells free. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it, that told him how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerned the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in the campus how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now come out, unclean spirits, the family of unclean spirits, I call you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. I want all those unclean spirits, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I call out legions of demons. I call out any legion of demons that's here. I call you out. Any demon that has a legion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, legions of demons. Legions of mental illness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all devils, all unclean spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to loose these people and let them be in their right mind in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them. Loose these people and set them in their right mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Spirits of mental illness, I call out mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, come out. I want those mental illness demons, demons that come in through mental illness, through being in a mental institution, through being subjected to psychiatrists and social workers. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I want those mental illness demons to go in the name of Jesus Christ.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.